Audioboo, two in one day, this must be something of a record. This is Graham from Special Media Projects, and for those of you that were listening to Radio Solent this morning, or those of you concerned about the pending changes to radio mic frequencies, I've got Andy Crowe with me. We're on our way to do a job. He runs Pro Sound Systems in Southampton, professional audio installation people and suppliers, and all very good. What is this whole thing that the government are on about, selling more radio frequencies?
Basically, the government want to generate some revenue, and they want to sell one of the radio frequencies which are used by licensed radio microphones. This doesn't affect people that are in the deregulated band. They have about four or five channels available to them that they can use, and that is unaffected. If you currently receive a license from Ofcom, then the chances are you will be affected by this change.
What type of people are licensed and what type of people are unlicensed when it comes to radio mics?
Okay, well, if you went to a shop and bought a radio microphone and you've got it at the box and started using it, the good chance that it is on the deregulated band. If you bought a radio microphone from a professional company, they would tell you at that point that it would need a license and would help you with the paperwork, and you would receive an annual license through from Ofcom, and they charge you accordingly.
So what types of people would be using a licensed radio mic?
Well, generally theatres, people that need to use multiple systems, more than sort of three or four radio microphones at a time. Up to sort of 16, you know, in a typical theatre for body packs and handheld microphones. And also people that live in very heavily built up areas where the four or five national frequencies that are available license free are congested, and you would be getting interference from adjacent users, so people in that situation as well.
Now, it's not just radio mics that are affected. This is an entire band or range of frequencies within the spectrum.
Yes, that's right. There are other pieces of equipment which operate in this frequency. The most popular being radio mics. Then second, I suppose, would be in-ear monitors. This is a system whereby you have like an earphone to hear a stage mix as opposed to a large speaker in front of you. They're becoming increasingly popular. There are a few systems on the market which cater for the hard of hearing, that use radio to link to a neck-worn receiver, which then interacts with your hearing aid. And then there are people in the professional broadcast industry that use links from studios to transmission sites and news gathering organisations. They also use this band for what they call STL links. They will also be affected.
So, just for the technical side of things, what are the frequencies involved in this this band of the spectrum?
Well, from memory, it's the 800 meg band is the band we're using. The lower portion of that band is on the licensed frequencies. The higher part of the band, channel 70, is the deregulated side.
Now, there are some bursaries or assistance packages that the government are putting together for those users that are currently on the license band, which is to be sold.
That's correct. Ofcom at the moment are saying that if you held a license before February the 2nd, 2009, then you should be eligible for some financial assistance when it comes to replacing or reprogramming the equipment. When it comes to reprogramming, they are suggesting a new channel, channel 38, which is in the 600 meg band, which, to anyone that knows anything at all about radio, 600 megs to 800 megs is quite a jump. And any sort of high-end piece of radio equipment will not be modified to work on the new frequency, so that equipment would either have to be reprogrammed onto deregulated band and its power adjusted downwards, or it would be scrapped. So if you currently receive a license and you have a license before the 2nd of February 2009, hopefully you should get some assistance, but there's nothing hard and fast at the moment.
All right, well, thank you very much for the information on that. If you'd like to get hold of Andy, perhaps to ask some questions, or if you need any advice, his email address is Andy.